Mea Culpa, a new radio drama on WLR. Listener discretion is advised. This program contains strong language and is not suitable for younger listeners. This program was made with funding from Commission a Man with the television license fee.
So I suppose I should introduce myself. But even that's complicated. If you look at my passport, my name is Cara. But if you were to look at my original birth cert, which, by the way, I only got access to last year, it's Erin. Cara Erin is my legal name. A lot of adopted people have that weird non-matching double barrel thing. My birth mother is a woman called Elizabeth. She wrote to me once a year via an agency until I was in my mid-20s. It was this whole trendy, semi-open adoption thing they were trialling in the 80s and 90s. Trying to leave Ireland's weird secretive history behind us, I suppose, but failing miserably because the letters were more censored than what you'd get in wartime. Patronising, if you ask me. What they never planned for was social media. They never imagined that something as simple as a first name and a few blurry photos would turn into something you could use to track a person down if you had a Facebook account and enough commitment. Ever since Elizabeth stopped writing, I was on a mission. Constantly checking and cross-checking every corner of the internet for a hit. My friend Effie was in on it too. Look, before we go any further, I just want to say, don't judge me. Everyone thinks they know how they'd feel in my shoes. Some people say they wouldn't bother looking for their family. Some people think they'd be calm and rational and respectful of boundaries and blah, blah, blah. You wouldn't be. It defies logic. It defies social norms. It's primal. This urge to find your tribe and grab onto them. Do I have regrets? Of course. But, hand on heart, I don't think there was another way it could have played out. They forced my hand.
Children waiting for the day they feel good. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Hey, girl.
Effie, you're not going to believe this. I got a hit.
A hit?
A hit. I think we found her.
No way. How do you know it's her?
It has to be her.
Where did you find her?
RIP.ie. I'm looking at it right now.
RIP? Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
What? Oh no, she's not dead. It's her dad. Well, my granddad, I suppose.
Your granddad? How do you know it's him, though?
Well, it says here that he was formerly of Waterford Crystal and the Dacia Drifters. And remember that photo she sent me of him singing in the band? Remember we got it blown up and we read the name of the band off the drum kit?
Didn't that say something like DC Drifters?
It's pronounced Dacia.
Dacia?
It means Waterford. Anyway, listen. I kept Googling that and today this popped up. Plus, it says, predeceased by his wife, Maura. And then I Googled her name and it said that she died 33 years ago. And remember the letter when she told me her mom died shortly after I was born?
Yeah, oh my God, so sad.
I know, but wait. This is the best part. It says, survived by his only daughter, Elizabeth. She said she was an only child. We know her first name is Elizabeth. I mean, come on. This has to be her.
Cara, I think you did find her.
I know. I know. And then I Googled her name, obviously, now that I have the full one. Elizabeth Duggan. And it's definitely her. Hold on. I'll send you a screenshot. Check your WhatsApp for a second.
Got it.
Okay. Now, compare that to the photo we had of her when she was younger in the chorus line. I'll send that as well. See? Same person, right?
Oh, my God. You're like the FBI or something.
I know. Oh my God, I'm shaking. I think I'm going to get sick.
Okay, breathe.
I am breathing.
Did you find out anything else about her when you Googled her?
Okay. So this is where it gets kind of weird. So her Facebook is mostly on private, but I did see a few photos she was tagged in from an album called Tesco Night Out.
Tesco Night Out? I thought she was a singer in the West End.
I know, so I thought that was weird too, but then I thought about it, right? And don't sometimes companies hire entertainers for their nights out? Like corporate entertainment. And a lot of professionals do that as an ixer. Like, you can hire out Gary Barlow if you want. You can actually do that in England.
Who's Gary Barlow?
Take that.
Take what?
It doesn't matter. He's a singer. Anyway, what I'm saying is, it might cost 10 grand and they sing like 3 songs and take pictures with people. We'd all do it like. It's handy money. It's that American shit where they're trying to keep the employees happy. Like, they have pool tables in the staff room and centre here in Balahedrin now. It's kind of everywhere.
So you reckon she was singing at the night out? In the pictures? Read the caption.
No, she's not singing in the pictures, but it could be like a meet and greet. It just says Tesco Night Out.
Could it be the name of a show?
Oh my God, F, yes. It could be like a musical. Like, Mattress Mick had a musical. It's kind of a thing, isn't it? Musicals about shops.
Oh, yeah. Anything else there?
Well, then I clicked into some of her friends' profiles. Some of them are a bit looser on their privacy settings. And there were a few pictures of her at, like, afternoon teas and things. Like, breast cancer awareness events. So, maybe she's, like, a patron of a few charities.
Wow. Didn't she mention that in her letters?
Yes. She said she's very generous. So, I mean, this makes sense. And there's one with Marty Whelan, so I think this has to be her.
But wait, isn't she supposed to live in London?
Yeah, but you have to go where the work is. And if her dad was sick, I mean, it says here, a long illness. So maybe she moved back for a little bit to look after him. I did wonder why I hadn't heard from her, so it kind of makes sense.
Like, 6 years is a long time to be dying. And a long time not to find 10 minutes to write to someone.
Okay, well, we don't know what was going on for her. Like, I've seen some of those programmes. Women had terrible times in those mother and baby homes. It's all over the news.
Sorry, you're so right. Look, this is great news. Amazing news. This is what we've been hoping for years.
Exactly.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to reach out to her? You have her Facebook now.
No, I don't see how that's any different to writing a letter. She's not responding to those. I need to take a different tack here.
So what were you thinking?
I'm going.
Going where?
I'm going to the funeral. I'm just going to go.
Are you sure that's the right thing to do? You've never met her. You don't know how she's going to be. I just don't want you to get hurt.
I'm already hurt. I've thought this through, Effie. She's in a really bad place. She just lost her dad. She doesn't have any siblings. I don't see any mention on the death notice about other children or a partner. She must feel so alone. This isn't about how I feel. She needs me now.
I'll travel down with you. I'll wait in the car.
No, I'm not having you drive 3 hours to sit in a car park.
3 hours? Where exactly is this funeral?
Well, Waterford, obviously. Trust me, Effie. I've thought it all out. I need to do this alone. I know some people would judge me for going to the funeral. And it's obviously not how I pictured our first meeting either. But what else could I do? I was the first person at the church, sitting there in the car park before even the priest arrived. All sorts of thoughts went through my head. I convinced myself that I got it all arseways, that this was another Liz and I was at some random old man's funeral. But the second she walked in behind the coffin, all of that melted away. If you've grown up always being around people you're biologically related to, you probably take all this for granted. But for me, it was the first time I ever saw someone with my nose. The first time I ever saw someone frown the exact same way I do. I didn't hear a word of the prayers, or the eulogy, or the readings. I just stared and stared at her. Tiny, in this perfect black pantsuit with this immaculately highlighted hair. And I bided my time until I could go up and say hi. I'd imagined so many versions of that moment. In some of them, she was delighted to see me. In some of them, she was shocked. In some of them, even angry. But in all of them, she knew who I was. Instantly. I guess I took that part for granted.
Thanks for coming. Thanks. Oh, Joan, you're very good. Mary, it's hard to believe.
Sorry for your troubles, Liz.
Thanks. It's actually Elizabeth.
Elizabeth. Hi. I'm sorry about your dad. I heard it, well, I saw it online on RIP.ie. It's public, like. I hope you don't mind me coming.
Not at all. I'm delighted you're here.
Do you not recognise me?
Of course, love. Of course.
Oh, okay. And you're honestly not angry that I'm here?
Oh, don't be silly. It's wonderful to see you. Such a great turnout. Oh, he's shining down in us today now. He brought the sunshine.
I don't know if you know who I am.
Oh, God, I do, love. You're so good. How are you?
It's Cara. Or, sorry, Erin. Well, Cara Erin, technically.
Cara Erin.
Yes, your daughter, I suppose.
Oh. Oh, my God, tonight. Okay. Can you wait over there for me?
What do you mean, wait over there?
Over here, please. Well, keep your voice down. This is my dad's day. It's about him.
Oh, God, I know. I never meant to.
Keep your voice down. People are listening.
Oh, sorry.
Now, Erin. I mean Cara Erin. How did you find me? You've put the heart sideways in me. I don't know what to say. I'm very upset now.
I'm sorry for landing here. I really needed to meet you. You hadn't written in so long. I was kind of researching you online, I suppose.
But I never even gave you my full
name. I
know,
but look, you can find anything these days if you look hard enough. Look, I'm so sorry about your dad. I can't imagine how hard...
Online? On the computer? Is someone after putting me up on the internet?
Well, you have your own Facebook account, but that's not...
Well, I'll be coming off that now, let me tell you. There's no privacy anymore. It was frightening.
I'm sorry. I just thought when I saw you didn't have any brothers or sisters or partner or other children.
What
that
do you mean? Where did you see this?
On RIP.ie. It lists the
and
relatives.
And they put on RIP.ie that I don't have a partner. My God. I'll be having a word with that funeral director. That's very personal.
No, it didn't say you don't have a partner. It just didn't mention...
It's not a bloody Tinder site. I'd never have let them put up my business if I'd known they'd be writing up stories about me. That's a disgrace.
No. I have it here on my phone. There's no stories. Here, I'll show you.
They put in Rathgar. Well, that's good, isn't it? The cheek of that funeral director saying that I didn't need to be specific. But he put it in the end.
Yeah, so then I just thought maybe I should come and, support you.
Support me?
Yeah, because you're my,
This is extraordinary. It really is. Are you looking for money? Because there isn't any. Well, not on me. I could probably give you a few hundred, but I'd have to get it out of the machine. Now, can you go now, please? Just go. I'll meet you some other time.
But you said you dreamed of the day when you'd see me and hold me in your arms. You always said that.
Yes, but not at a fucking funeral. I meant in a different venue, like over a nice lunch somewhere. Somewhere decent. I certainly wouldn't be dressed from head to toe in black or eating anywhere around here. Here, put your number in my phone quick. I'll meet you somewhere tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Tomorrow then.
I'll treat you to lunch. How's that?
Okay. Here. I've saved it under Cara.
Now go.
Who is that, Elizabeth?
Oh, it's a relative. A distant relative. If there's one thing my mother taught me, it was always keep the best side out and dress yourself up to the nines. I mean, it speaks volumes about people, how they dress. It's all about having a bit of pride. Jesus. You'd probably get ahead of highlights in the Amazon nowadays. There's no excuse, really, for anyone not to be done up. I won't say I was disappointed by the young one, but she hadn't a scrap of makeup on her. Now, she's very pretty. Very striking. I was glad about that. Same little button nose as me. Petite too. But to arrive like that. I mean, had her family not taught her any manners? Between the jigs and the reels, I said I'd take her to lunch. It was too much to deal with at Daddy's mass. Too many begrudgers around gawking at everything. They'd only love a bit of drama. I'd be well off being their show pony again. I hadn't been in Waterford for a long time, and I wanted somewhere nice and glam, with a good reputation, but also a bit discreet. Not to be airing my dirty laundry everywhere. I don't know if you've heard of Pier 37 in the Tower Hotel. It's reservation only, which is always a good sign. So it's booked now. Table for two. With a river view.
Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
Now, Cara Aaron, I might go for the chowder.
It's just Cara.
Cara, very well. What are you going to go for?
Look, can we talk about the funeral?
Yes. Didn't we get great weather?
You didn't seem that happy to see me.
Don't take it personally. It was a very hard day.
You asked me, did I want money?
Oh, I ask everyone that. I'd be very generous. I'd give you the coat off my back. Everyone says that about me.
But I'm not just everyone.
No, you're not just everyone. You're a very special young woman indeed.
And how would you know?
I just know by you. I have a really sharp ESP. And deja vu. I get that as well. I got it when I walked in here.
ESP.
Extra sensual perception. It means I see things. Sometimes I just get a feeling over me.
Oh, that happens to me too sometimes.
Now, didn't I tell you that you were special? And you tell me this. Have you anyone special in your life?
Anyone special?
Yes. Are you doing a line?
A line?
Are you going with anyone?
To where?
For God's sake, have you a fella?
Oh, no. I suppose my life hasn't really turned out how I hoped it would. I'm 34, as you know, so a lot of my friends are married with kids, but I don't know. I've just always felt I have a lot of unfinished business, which I guess is kind of partly why I'm here.
Well, you know what they say, pet. We all have our own path. Everything happens for a reason. I even have a tattoo on my wrist saying that. See, look. Mea culpa.
That means my fault.
Pet, it's not your fault.
I didn't mean... So, as I was saying, I have a lot of unanswered questions.
That's very existential of a Tuesday.
No, about my past. And I feel like you're the person to answer them.
Ah, you are a pet. Now, it's been years since I've been around these parts, so I'm afraid I don't know anyone from around Waterford anymore.
Well, that's not really what I meant. I guess I just wanted to know who my mum and dad are and what happened.
And sure, don't you have your own lovely mum and dad? I made sure of that. Now, there's no point in dragging up the past. Let sleeping dogs lie. Do you know what I always say? Today is a gift, and that's why they call it the present.
I know, and I'm not trying to hurt you or blame you for anything, but you have to understand it's natural to want a connection to your biological family.
Ah,
I get you now. I know where this is going. Now listen to me. That house, my father's house, is willed to the bloody animal welfare sanctuary. I won't see a penny of it. And I'm more than happy with that. I have my own money and independence, and I'm sure you do too.
Oh my God, no, I don't mean money. I never even thought about a house.
Well, good. Because there isn't one there for you. Or me.
No, Elizabeth, listen to me. I know it's hard for people to understand, but there's some things that my adoptive parents just couldn't give me.
Oh, now don't you play the victim. I know for a fact that you had everything a child could want.
No. You don't understand.
Oh, I think I understand all too well.
No, Elizabeth, I swear it's not money I need.
Well, what is it then? Spit it out.
I just need help.
Help?
Yes, I need help from you because I have a condition, okay? I have a medical condition.
Acne. Is it pet?
What? I do not have acne.
Because Estée Lauder Double Wear has fantastic coverage. It's probably just hormonal. Are you due them other things?
No. Not for like 2 weeks.
Ovulating. Oh God, be careful. Look what happened to me.
Jesus.
Ah, but sure, look at you now. See? I told you everything works out for a reason.
It's my kidneys.
They're to be at you. You know what? You are actually a bad colour. Pasty. Have you tried cranberry juice? And do you do your wheeze after, you know?
No, it's my kidneys. I need a new kidney.
What are you talking about?
Yes, I didn't want to bring this up with you so soon after your dad.
Oh my God, tonight. A kidney? And there's no one back home that can help you with it. Where is home for you?
Clontuskert.
Clon what?
Clontuskert. It's in Roscommon.
God love you. I live in the IFSC. I was in Rathgar for years, but that's another story. I have an apartment. A new build. Now, they're very nice. Underfloor heating. Very nice on your feet in the morning.
Yeah, well, like I said, I'm from Roscommon.
Roscommon. God. I never met a sinner from Roscommon before. You'd only hear it mentioned in that cheap Irish homes. Where did they get the idea to put you there? Now, try catch someone's eye for service, will you, Cara? No one has come near us yet.
Who?
Well, the staff, of course. You wouldn't get this in Dublin.
No. Who had the idea to put me in Roscommon?
The agency. Those people. I was very clear on what I asked for.
And what did you ask for?
Well, I specifically said a good home with no shortage of money. A couple with solid educations. I did suggest a guard or a teacher. Although I'm not gone on guards, but they do have their job to do. I had a very clear vision. And I did ask for Dublin. I said South Dublin. Specifically, I remember saying that. I made her write it down. I wouldn't forget that. What else did they get wrong?
Well, my dad is a butcher. My mum does his books. I help sometimes.
In the butchers? I digress. You were telling me you need a kidney. Can none of those people, your family, help you?
No, because they're not actually related to me. So I need you or my dad or someone to offer me theirs.
Well, I'd need to think about that. You can't expect me to say yes on the spot. That's not fair. It's a big ask.
Well, okay, maybe I should just leave then.
Leave? Why would you do that? We haven't even ordered yet.
Why would I stay if you won't even properly talk to me?
Oh, what do you mean by that? Excuse me, can someone take our order?
You know exactly what I mean. I am trying to talk to you about my health and you won't even listen, let alone help.
Fine, I'm listening.
Well, even if you couldn't donate, maybe I have a brother or a sister that could.
Not on my side.
So you didn't have any other children?
No.
Why not?
It just wasn't for me.
Why not, though?
It just wasn't.
Did you have a choice?
No.
That must have been hard.
Oh, sure, look. You have to get on with things. I mean, I was never going to stay in this place anyway. All the big agents were in Dublin and London. Like I said, mea culpa. Everything for a reason.
For what reason, though?
I moved away because of, well, the situation. Look, from my experience, Cara, life is one great mystery. Sure, the only certainty in life is death and taxes. Oh, what's up with you? You're getting yourself into a terrible state now. Let's talk about something happier. Do you follow the fashion?
Do I what?
Do you like a bit of style? I'd say the shopping in Roscommon is atrocious.
Right. I'm done here.
Oh, Cara, what's wrong with you? I'm only trying to make conversation.
You said you'd talk to me properly.
Cara, come back, please. I'm trying to talk to you. I am. Can't you just sit down? We haven't even ordered yet.
I'm not hungry.
You need to eat something. We're only going around in circles here. The one thing I'll say about me is I'm a woman of action. I'm going to look into it now.
What?
The kidney.
Really?
I will. And I won't take any money for it.
Money?
I'm looking it up now. Is there a number I can ring?
No. It's much more complicated than that. Honestly, you were right. We'll talk about something happier.
No, hold on. I'm searching it up here now. We'll have it in a jiffy. Bear with me now. What would I put in? Kidney donation, Ireland. Here it is. Look, there's a little quiz you can do and everything. Are you eligible to donate a kidney in Ireland? Oh, this is very good. You cannot donate if you have had any of the following. HIV, certainly not. Syphilis, absolutely not. Weight, yellow jaundice. Now, I actually did have yellow jaundice. I was only a baby, but I was under the incubators and everything. I still think sometimes I have a bit of pigment. I've always had to go for a yellow base with my foundations, unless I have a tan. Anyway, this means that I'm out of the running. I never thought I'd be saying this, but I think we need to contact your father.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love.
1990. The year I came alive and the year I nearly died. It was like when the lottery followed up with a kick in the stones. 16 is all I was when I fell head over heels for Liz. I never felt anything like it. Going around with a big stupid smile on my face, laughing at everything. I was even in great humour at home. I'd seen her a few times in Breen's. And she worked in Besco's on Ballybricken, so I kind of knew her head from being around. Everyone wanted to go off with her. She was gorgeous. The image of Charlene out of Neighbours, your man Kylie Minogue. Now listen, I'm not boasting saying this. I'm only saying what everyone else was saying. But I had a look at Jason Donovan. I wasn't copying him, but I had the same kind of fringe and my hair used to go really blonde in the summer. So you can imagine the piss taking that went on when we actually started going out with each other. Liz was some crack for a posh one. I remember one time I was saying I was going to watch Aaron's Own play in Mount Sinai, and she asked me, was it on in Walsh Park? Come on, like, it's Welsh Park. I still think of it when I drive down Keynes Road. And come here and I tell you what used to drive her cracked. She used to insist on you calling her Elizabeth, but me and the lads would only call her Liz. Liz Duggan. Get it? Liz Duggan. I used to say to her, you've some notions, girl. You even have a shopping centre named after you. We started making plans together, as you do when you're young and stupid. She wanted to go to London, to the West End, to star in all the shows, and I was going to go with her. My uncles were builders in Wimbledon, so I'd get a start with them. But all that went out the window when we found out she was expecting. She was shipped off to Cork. Her father insisted on it. I had no say. I was gutted over Liz. Destroyed, if I'm honest. Took me years to get over. Only for Tina, me wife, I'd be in the river. I've two bulging discs in me back. The day the phone call, you see, I was waiting on a call from a specialist. And only for that, I'd never have the phone with me in the job. And I wouldn't usually answer an unknown number, but thank God I did. The last person I expected to hear from was Liz. 34 years is a long time to be waiting on a bit of news. You stop believing it'll ever come. Do you get me? It wasn't my choice to give the young one away. But I had to make peace with it. Tina would be telling me over the years to go looking for her. But I've always said if someone wants to be found, well, they make themselves known. It's complicated. I've two lads now anyway. They know they have a sister. I never denied her. The door was always open for her here. She just never knocked on it. Till now, I suppose. It's a funny old world.
Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Come on, baby, and I'll show you a good time.
Hello?
Hello, Michael. It's Elizabeth.
And the secretary, is it?
I beg your pardon?
Is it O'Gorman's secretary, the consultant? Sorry, girl, I step outside. Bush, keep an eye on that, will you? That's better now. Go on, girl. What were you saying?
Michael, it's Elizabeth.
Who?
Elizabeth Duggan.
Liz Duggan? How did you get this number?
I got it off Jennifer.
I was sorry to hear about your father. It was a lovely funeral.
I didn't see you there.
I should always pay me respects. I stayed at the back. I didn't go to the graveyard.
Yes, well, it was good of you to come.
What do you want, Liz? If you're looking to meet up for some nostalgia, you're barking up the wrong tree.
I'm not barking up any tree, trust me. I'm enjoying this conversation as little as you are.
Cut to the chase, Liz. The machine is running inside.
What machine?
In the job. I'm in the job.
Look, I won't tiptoe around. I've been contacted by someone from our past.
Is it one of the Galvins in Australia? They're all over Facebook. They're ringing everyone drunk first thing in the morning, like their night time.
No, not the Galvins. Why in God's name would I be ringing you about the Galvins? Aaron. The baby. She's turned up. Well, she's not a baby anymore. She's called Cara now. That's what her new family called her. I think you might be interested in meeting her.
You're kidding me.
No. And she's 34 now. Not that anyone would believe that I have a 34-year-old.
I'm well aware of what age she is. Hang on a minute. What do you mean she's turned up? Where is she?
Pier 37.
Where are you, girl? San Francisco?
No! Pier 37. It's the new restaurant in the Tower Hotel. It's sort of an upscale, casual dining option. It has to be booked, though. It's reservation only.
Jesus, girl, I'm not looking to book a table. Did she just turn up out of the blue without even ringing?
Yes. Yesterday. Out of nowhere at the funeral. I'm still not the better of it. Look, Michael. It's important that you meet her. She wants to see you.
Well, of course I want to meet her. Right. Let me talk to Tina and the lads first. I'll be straight down to you then.
Oh, no. You don't tell anyone. This is strictly between us, Michael.
Tina is my wife. I don't keep secrets like that. I tell her everything. The young fellas have a right to know that their sister's alive and well. She is okay, like, is she?
Well, that's for her to tell you herself.
What? Is she expecting?
She's expecting a lot, Michael.
What?
The child is ill. Very ill.
She's sick?
Yes. It's her kidneys. I don't want you getting a fright when you see her. She's very pasty.
Sweet Jesus. My only daughter comes back to me and she's dying. How's that for karma, what?
Michael, this is not about you. I've had a traumatic day, and I can't help Cara. I have health problems of my own, and that's my own business. And it's not about us. The child needs to speak to you about a kidney donation. That's, of course, if you're agreeable.
Look, leave it with me. Give me an hour.
Is there somewhere private we could meet?
You can come to the house, I suppose. I'll say it to Tina.
I would much prefer if there was nobody there.
Fine. There won't be anyone there. We're two doors down from my mother's house. The one with the double extension, the gable end.
Fine. We'll see you in an hour.
Jesus. Liz Dogan. It's been a while.
Michael.
It's Mixer, Liz.
It's Elizabeth Mixer.
Go away, girl. And you must be the child. The babe. Sorry. The young one.
Yes. Cara. Lovely to meet you.
Cara?
I told you they changed her name, Michael. Could we come into the hall even, please?
Sorry. Come in. Yeah, please. Sit down there. Do you want tea? Coffee?
Not at all, Michael.
Yourself?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
I've bottled water in the fridge.
We're fine, Michael.
Liz, I thought you'd call her Aaron, after me club Aaron's own, like. But Claire is a lovely name.
It's Cara. Well, it's Cara Aaron.
Ah, right. So where's the accent from? Galway? Or the Midlands?
No, Roscommon.
Right. You have a look at Nicky's young one, Niamh.
Who's Nicky?
The youngest of the boys, me brother. So, Clara, how was the journey?
Cara, it was fine. It's motorway most of the way if you go by Dublin, like.
It's a good road. That's Martin Cullen for you. And did I hear you're not well? Liz was saying to me that you're not well, like.
Oh, yeah, but it's fine.
Well, I don't think it's fine, Cara.
I know I'm only after meeting you, but you're not a great colour, love. You're a lovely looking girl, though.
Of course she's not a great colour, Michael. She's in kidney failure.
So you're stuck for a kidney, are you? And tell me this, would it not be better if it was yourself, Liz? Like, would it not be better to get one from the female?
It's not a sexual organ, Michael. A kidney is a kidney.
Now, don't be ridiculous. I didn't say that. Christ, go easy, will you? I'm just saying, should it not come from the mother?
Michael, as I told you, I have my own health issues, which I don't want to go into now.
The jaundice? From when you were a child?
Oh, amongst other things, Cara. Not something I'm going to discuss in this company. I'm a very private person. Anyway, can't you do it, Michael? Couldn't you put yourself forward? You're Cara's father, her own flesh and blood.
I have to put me on a spot now, one thing at a time.
Well, sorry to be such an inconvenience to you both.
I don't be like that now. Look, if I was to go for it, would I have to take time off? I mean, I'm only gone back on 3 shifts since last week and I can't go chopping and changing now. And I've a week booked off for Cheltenham.
Are you off to England, Michael?
No, girl, Ballybrick. A group of us meet up in the tap room. It's handy for the bookies. Would I be out of action for long, Clara?
It's Cara. Stop calling me Clara. My name is Cara.
Jess, I don't want to be upsetting you. Come on now. It was an easy mistake. Relax.
Cara is a lovely name, but I can see how people might mix it up.
It means friend in Irish.
It does. That's right.
Can't we get back to the topic, please, Michael? I think I've given enough of my body to this situation.
What are you talking about? First woman ever to carry a child, were you?
You have no idea what it was like. A bloody teenager. A child having a child. And no say over anything. No support from anybody. And forced to give her away.
The cheek of you. My mother said she'd rear her. She said she'd take the two of you in, only we weren't good enough for the Duggins. No, because your father had a supervisor's job. And when the rest of the class were on strike, he passed the picket line. And we weren't good enough for you.
What on earth are you talking about picket lines for? At a time like this? And anyway, my father was on management. Why would he be striking? I swear, Michael. Your understanding of employment law leaves a lot to be desired.
The fuck are you on about? And it's Mixer. Stop
calling me Michael.
Michael, Mixer, Digger, whatever you want to call yourself. The fact of the matter is, you didn't go through 40 hours of unmedicated labour in another county only to be disgraced by your community. No, you kept your cushy little job and all your silly little friends and never had a bad word said about you. You don't get to tell me about shame.
Jesus Christ, who cares what everyone was thinking? For a one so obsessed with reputation, let me tell you what damaged your reputation more than anything else. Not showing up for your own mother's funeral. That's what everyone was talking about.
Leave my mother out of this.
Oh, don't worry. You did a fairly good job of that yourself.
I'm serious. Leave it.
Well, she doesn't like it when the truth comes out. She can dish it, but she can't take it.
You don't have the first idea what happened to my mother. So stay out of it.
The first idea? Well, I know she was looking for you on her deathbed and you never showed.
Her deathbed? What are you talking about?
You didn't even come down and see her. Too busy swanning around the big smoke with your West End notions and your nose up in the air.
I don't know where you're getting your information from, but it'd do you no harm to check your sources.
Check me sources? What's this? A Y5O?
She did away with herself, Michael.
She what?
She killed herself. That's softened your cough now, hasn't it? Just because I don't go shouting and roaring about my baggage to anyone who will listen doesn't mean it isn't heavy.
She killed herself.
What are you? A parrot? And if you must know why I didn't come to the funeral, it was because I was told not to.
Christ.
So next time you're telling everyone I'm some wicked witch, I want you to imagine something. Imagine a pair of nuns telling you first that your mother's dead. And second, that your father says you're not to come to the funeral and you're never to set foot in your hometown again. And all of this while you know the baby in your arms is about to be given away to a family of strangers. Imagine that.
Liz,
Elizabeth, please.
Elizabeth, I'm sorry. I didn't know, okay? I'm sorry.
There's a lot you don't know about, Michael.
Look, that's just what people were saying. I mean, I didn't hear from you.
What did you want, Michael? A postcard? After the way you treated me.
I just thought if you were ever going to get in contact, it would have been then.
I had absolutely nothing to say to you.
The day you told me, Liz, about the baby, I never meant to say what I said. I was just angry. I was a stupid 16-year-old who thought he was a big fella. I was in tatters after you, girl.
You said you never loved me. Like I decided to give her away. As if I was calling all the shots. Like seriously.
Liz, I'm so sorry. I'm ashamed of myself. I didn't know whether I was coming or going. My head was mashed. Your father got me barred from Besco's as if I was going to go in and make a show of you and your job. He made me feel like a criminal. I only wanted to look after you.
Well, it didn't feel like that at the time.
I waited for ages the day your mother's funeral. I thought you might have been delayed. I was full sure you'd turn up, and when you didn't, well, I suppose I buried the two of us that day.
And look at us now. Back from the dead.
Did you have any children yourself after?
No. It wasn't an option.
Well, I suppose you're one of those career women, are you?
I suppose I am.
Well, fuck it. Fair play to you. And you're still up in Dublin, is it?
The IFSC.
I don't know it.
The Docklands.
Oh. Where'd their club be?
I don't know, Michael.
I had two young fellas after.
They must be big now.
The two of them are in the job. Imagine, me young fella's me supervisor. Lee and Daryl. Daryl's the youngest. He's the supervisor. Isn't it gas? He's fair though. There's no bullshit with him. You know where you stand with him.
That's lovely, Michael. I'm happy for you. I am. It just wasn't for me.
Well, look, we all have our path. Oh, sorry, Cara. Sorry you had to listen to that. Oh, Jesus, Cara, don't be getting upset, girl.
Cara, what's wrong with you?
Don't mind me, it's just... it's a lot to take in, is all.
What, that we're mad, is it?
No! That somebody... somebody killed themselves because of me.
Ah, for God's sake, don't say that. Her mother was mad, sure.
How dare you?
I'm sorry, girl, but she was like...
Enough, Michael. Have a bit of respect. Look what you've done. Cara, there's no need for tears now. We've all had a long day. And you're not well. You can't be getting yourself into a tizzy like this. What with the kidneys?
Oh, feck! The kidneys! Oh, she's right, you know. And I wouldn't say that lightly. Take a deep breath now. Wished I have it now. The young fellas. Sure, we can get the boys tested for the kidney business. Your brother's like. Sure, that's six kidneys between myself and them. Surely one of them will work.
Now, finally a bit of sense. Do you hear that, Cara?
And we're all on the VHI plan. Sure, I can put Cara on it too.
God, Michael, I don't know.
Don't matter anyway. Shall we get Daryl to go onto the computer? He can find out the details. Look, girl, no matter what, we'll find a way. We'll get you that kidney come hell or high water. What's the name of your doctor?
My GP, like.
No, girl, the consultant. The kidney doctor, like. Better off going straight to the top man.
Oh, well, I've had a few.
Yeah, but who are you under now? Who's organising this?
Well, I'd have to make a few calls, but we don't have to do this today.
No time like the present, girl.
I agree with him, Cara. While we're all here, let's strike while the iron is hot. Michael, do you have a pen and a notebook?
A notebook. Go away with that, girl. Here's a few bookie dockets and me lucky pen. Now, Cara, go on. We're listening.
I can't think of his name.
Well, what hospital is he in?
It's private.
Well, it won't go past us, girl. We're not going to tell anyone.
No. It's a private hospital.
Oh, very good. Much better care.
Well, we've the Whitfield here. Could you go out there, I wonder? Write that down, Liz. We come back to it if you have to.
Yes, good thinking. And the name of your hospital, Cara?
God, I think it's...
Is it local to you? Look it up on the phone, Liz. Have you the internet?
I do. Hold on. What's the name of the place you're from? Remind me.
No, it's not local. We travel to it, but only once or twice a year, though, so I don't really remember.
Travel to it? Like, on a plane, like?
Yes, on a plane. So it could be anywhere. I can ask my parents.
I hear. You're telling me you don't even know what country this hospital is
oh,
in?
Oh, no, I do. It's in the UK. It's just, I've been to so many of them, it's hard to keep track. And when you're not well, anyway, you know, it's just blurry.
Oh, very true, Cara. I had long COVID. I swear I wasn't myself for months. There was one day I went to meet a friend in the Ivy and I couldn't remember what Lewis stopped to get off at. Would you believe that?
What are you on about, girl?
I'm just saying. I understand where she's coming from, Michael. Not everybody would, but I do.
Well, hang on a minute now. When did you start getting sick?
Years ago, when I was a kid. It's a progressive disease.
Exactly.
But when? What age were you?
Secondary school? I was a teenager.
Right. And what exactly is the diagnosis?
Kidney disease.
Gotcha. And which kidney is the problem?
Excuse me?
Which kidney? The left or the right?
For God's sake, Michael, a guard wouldn't ask her that.
It's a simple enough question, Liz. Cara, left or right?
Well, it's both.
Both?
Yes, it affects both kidneys.
So you need a double transplant, is that what you're saying now?
No, I only need one. One is stronger than the other.
But they're both affected with this disease. That don't make sense to me.
How would it, Michael? You're hardly a renal consultant.
Excuse me, Liz, if you don't mind. This is kind of important. We need to find our details.
My right kidney. It's my right kidney.
Very good. Are you sure about that?
Positive.
So why couldn't you tell me that a few seconds ago?
Because I'm overwhelmed.
Michael, stop this.
I'm sorry now, Liz, but I smell a rat. This is like that one Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson? What are you on about? Are you losing your mind?
You're one on Netflix with the apple cider vinegar.
Michael, Mel Gibson is the man who made The Passion of the Christ. It was Belle Gibson.
Well, I don't give a fuck. The point is, she was letting on she had cancer to get attention. And I think we're being led up the same garden path.
Well, that's simply not true. Tell him, Cara. Tell him it's not true. Tell him, Cara.
It is.
No!
What?
I'm so sorry. I'll go now.
Fuck's sake, you will not go. You'll stay here till we get to the bottom of this.
Are you telling us barefaced lies?
Well, what else can I do? You didn't care about me until you thought I was dying.
Cara, I buried my father yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm alive. I'm sitting here in front of you and you just won't listen.
That is a bit much now.
I tend to agree, Michael. Jesus Christ, who are you?
I'm your fucking daughter, for fuck's sake!
Are you, though?
Yes! Yes, I fucking am! How can you say that?
Because you're after arriving here with a bucket of fucking lies, that's the boy. Would you blame me?
She wouldn't listen to me! I tried everything to connect with her for years! I wrote her letters, I searched for her online, I gave her every chance to get to know me. I even tried to support her yesterday at her father's funeral, my grandfather, by the way, and all I get thrown at me is some accusation about wanting money. What would you do if you were me? You have no idea what my life's been like. Waiting on her fucking bullshit birthday letters, wishing my life away every year. A bloody tick box exercise so you could live with yourself, Liz. She didn't want to know me. You wouldn't even look at me when I met you. You wanted me to go away. You have no idea.
But sure, I got a wicked fright. I wasn't expecting you.
But you still said I was looking for money.
Now, that's not strictly true. I was just wondering, were you looking for money? And that's a very common thing when there's just been a death and a will.
She's not wrong. They all come out of the woodwork.
But I'm not like that.
Well then, tell us what you are like, Cara. Because I'm at a loss here.
Jesus Christ. I feel like I'm begging here. Is it too much to ask to be just acknowledged by your own parents?
Well, there's acknowledgement and then there's making up lies for notice. There's a big difference, Cara.
Making up lies for notice? You told me you were a West End star.
What? A West End star? She barely got into Tops of the Town.
Go away, you. Walking around the town like you were Jason Donovan with the big cow's lick on you. The state of you. Cara, listen to me. I lied. Okay? I lied too. I used to wish I was all of those things. Still do, fool that I am. And here's the other thing. I wanted you to believe that I was all those things. Because I wanted you to be proud of me, I suppose. And I'm embarrassed saying it now, but there it is. I was never a West End star. I work in Tesco. Management now. In the office. Not on the floor, but Tesco. Yes.
In fairness to you always had a lovely voice. She did, Cara.
Go away, you plum officer.
Oh, no, in fairness. Wasn't bad at all. Cara.
It's okay, pet. You don't have to explain anything at all. We understand.
I don't.
Michael.
I didn't picture it like this at all. I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry.
Well, what did you think it'd be like?
I don't know. I just thought it would all feel easier.
Easier?
Now that bit, I do understand.
Really?
I thought it would be easier too.
You've thought about it before?
Every day for 34 years. I just wondered, you know? Wondered who you were. Wondered what you looked like. Wondered if I die without ever meeting you.
Jesus Christ, Michael, less of the dramatics. Cara, of course he thought about you. God knows I did too. Never stopped. We wanted you to have your own life. A better life than we could ever have given you.
Did you not have a happy life, Cara?
I did. I just...
You just what?
I just managed to turn into a bad person anyway.
Well,
I'll tell you now. You're not a bad person.
He's right. And I'm a very good judge of character too.
You might be a bit of a confused person, but that's okay. Sure, it is a confusing situation.
It's a minefield.
Now you said it, girl. It is like Princess Diana heading into the landmines.
God, she was gorgeous.
Well, she was. I'm no fan of the royals now, but she was some lack. Ah, Jesus, Cara. You're all right, girl.
You're washed out, Cara. Do you want a little bit of lipstick? It'll brighten you up. You'll feel better. Take your time.
No.
Jesus, girl. I'm looking at you here and I'm actually seeing our Lorraine. You're the spit of her. Same scowl and all. It's uncanny.
Who's Lorraine? Is she my sister?
No, I've only her two brothers. She'd be your aunt. Hold on. There's a picture of her. In Lanzarote she was. Loves going away. Loves it. Crowded mob is gold.
Oh my God.
And I was watching you coming in the door there earlier. And you've the same walk as our way in.
A man.
Ah, yeah, yeah. But he's your way, you know. Full of style, though. I give him that.
No. No, she's more of a Duggan, Michael. It's all in the jawline. That is a Duggan jawline and 100%.
Speaking of jaws, I'm about to chew mine off. I'm starving. Would you hate a takeaway? They'll drop it up, like.
I'm starving myself. I didn't even get to finish my chowder.
Would a Chinese do? Or we can do an Indian. Or there's a chipper, only they don't deliver. I'd want to be getting in and out of the car with me back, you know. Funny enough, I'm grand on a long journey, though. But anyway, Cara, will you eat something?
I'd actually love a Chinese.
And yourself, Liz?
Well, I wouldn't usually, but I'm not going to be awkward. I'll have Peking roast duck with the pancakes, Michael. Ask him, do they do the pancakes?
Pancakes? Out of a Chinese? Sure, pancakes are only for Pancake Tuesday. I'm not asking a Chinese for pancakes.
Can I have that too?
Jesus Christ, okay.
Dragon in.
Well.
Flynn, is it?
Flynn, yeah.
Can you confirm your number?
087-5242-453.
Ah, that's a handy one.
Yeah, yeah, it's an easy one, yeah.
So what can I get you?
I'll have the beef and the black bean. Half rice, half chips.
With the egg rice?
No, no, not the egg rice.
Grand. Anything else?
Do you do the Peking duck?
We do.
Yeah?
Do you want them with the pancakes?
With pancakes?
Yeah, they're included in the price.
Lovely, I'll take two of them off you.
Any drinks?
And a large Sprite, yeah.
You'd be better off with the 2 litre, it's cheaper.
Oh, go on, so give me the 2 litres if it's cheaper, yeah. May as well.
Yeah, you're better off, boy.
Yeah, yeah, I'll keep it in the fridge.
Cash only on delivery.
Lovely. Lovely, Horland.
He'll be up to you in 20 minutes.
20 minutes. I better get a few plates out, so. The first supper, what?
Hopefully not the last, Michael.
Mea Culpa was written by Gail Corrigan and Nicholas Bendlove. Directed by Jim Nolan. Produced by Gail Corrigan with Owen Corrigan on sound and editing. Nicholas Bendlove played Cara. Effie was played by Angie Goma. Greta Rochford played Liz. Mixer was played by Michael Power. And the Chinese takeaway counter assistant was played by Lisa Kennedy. Mea Culpa was funded by Comishun Naman with the television license fee.